Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Welcome. All right. Welcome to tip of the week number 8. And today we are going to talk about hydration. So I felt like this was a really good topic to talk about with it being summertime. And I felt like I wanted to say, and all things hot, like Olaf on Frozen. I wanted to talk about hydration, especially in summertime, because obviously it's hot. Probably most of us are experiencing summer here and in the United States, and it's hot, right? And we need to stay hydrated, because if we're not hydrated, it leads to headaches and of course heat strokes and exhaustion, heat exertion, all those things. And it's just not good to not be hydrated. So I want to share with you guys a couple things, because these things are especially good for kids, right? A lot of our kids are out playing sports, or they're at camps, things like that. And if they're not hydrated as well, it's bad on them. It might take them a little bit longer, I think, for kids to catch up with being hydrated. I know for us adults, we sometimes feel like shit pretty quickly if we're dehydrated. But I feel like my kids, like, it sometimes doesn't sink into them for like later the next day, or later that day or the next day, where they're like, oh, I feel like I'm thirsty, or I have a little bit of a headache. It doesn't set in for them as quickly as I think for us adults, because they can like manage and deal with things way differently than what we can. So for our body to function properly, super important to stay hydrated. So let me share with you guys some tips here really quickly. Okay. I want to make sure I didn't lose my podcast here on how to stay hydrated. Of course, I mean, drinking plenty of fluids throughout the day is going to be crucial. Plenty of water, and making sure that you're bringing a really large bottle of water that's insulated with you at all times whenever you leave the house. This has been something that we've implemented for a long time in our house, because A, my kids drink a lot of water. They're kind of like me. But B, I don't want, you know, we don't carry around regular bottled water because it gets hot. Nobody wants to drink hot water. This way, if you got a nice big fun thermos, you know, these stickers are really cool and trendy. I know you can't see this right now on the podcast, but, you know, so it's really fun to buy a really cute bottle of water. They're not very expensive. I think that I got this one at TJ Maxx, I think for like $15, almost 2 years ago. My kids have decorated it with really fun stickers that I think are very fitting for me. So I like carrying this around because I think it looks fun and cute. And I know it's like a really funny thing, but it's so true that if you have a fun water bottle that you love, that keeps your water cold the way that you want, and it has a spout the way that you like it. So like, if you don't like to drink out of a straw, don't buy a thermos insulated water bottle that has a straw. If you don't like drinking out of an open top, don't buy one that has an open top. No, it sounds really silly and it seems really, really basic, but it's really, it really is true. I have a couple of water bottles that I bought in the past that I'm like, oh, I really don't like the size of it. I really don't like the way that you fill it up or drink out of it. So I'm less likely to use it. It's just plain and simple, but sometimes we don't think about those things when we're purchasing water bottles. So same for your kids. Go let them buy one if you don't have them already, which I think most kids right now for like school, they have to bring one with them. But, let them decorate the crap out of it. Who cares? But make sure that they like it too. My daughter had one there for a while that she liked, but every time she drank out of it, she sounded like a dolphin. Like it was like made this really weird noise. So she quit carrying it because she's like, well, that's really annoying and whatever. So make sure that you love the water bottle. If you love it, you're more likely to carry it around with you and reuse it. And then it allows you to have water with you all day long so that you don't get dehydrated, right? Also eating foods that have high water content. So things like watermelon, cucumbers, tomatoes, they have higher water content, so they can actually help you stay more hydrated. So especially with our kiddos, letting them eat all the watermelon if they really love it, because it's going to help them stay hydrated. And then of course, avoiding sugary drinks, like soda and juices, things like that, that can dehydrate you more. Instead of opt for maybe like things that like coconut water or infused types of water, maybe sparkling waters, things like that, or putting fruit in your water, or maybe vegetables like cucumbers. And I know people put blueberries and strawberries and lemons, limes, grapefruit, all those things in their water to make them taste a little bit more fun. Make sure you're doing that, especially for your kids. If they feel like they need something different, not always resorting to a soda that's going to really not hydrate them at all. Right. And then if you need to, another tip, if you need to set reminders for yourself and or your kids to remind them to drink, especially if you're out and about, especially if you're at some sort of like event, like a game or a sporting event or any sort of like a concert. I'm thinking of all the things that you could do outside and I'm drawing a blank, water parks, things like that, where you're outside a lot, you can sometimes forget to drink when you're having fun, right? So setting a reminder maybe for like every 30 or 45 minutes that everybody can sit and take a drink break to make sure that you're not getting dehydrated and making sure that you really truly are drinking all that water and not waiting to the point that you're like, oh, I'm so thirsty, right? And then having a meltdown because you're so thirsty. And then also remembering a good way to stay hydrated that, and just to make sure you don't get dehydrated is, a little bit obvious, but sometimes we forget to take a break and come inside from the heat and get into the AC if you need to help yourself cool off, take a drink, take a moment, relax, chill out, and get out of the sun, especially the hottest part of the day. So maybe breaking in the afternoon or coming inside for like 15, 20 minutes if you need to into the AC to break from the heat of the day to make sure that you're not getting dehydrated as well. But yeah, just making sure you're drinking enough water, making sure you're eating foods that contain water, avoiding some of those caffeinated beverages that can get us or have us be dehydrated are all going to make sure that you stay hydrated this summer and make sure that it is a little bit more easier for you to stay hydrated rather than feeling like it's really difficult and really hard to remember to stay hydrated and like, oh my gosh, what else can I do to make sure that my kids drink and all those things. One other thing that I was going to say really quickly is if your kids are in sports or if you guys are going to be outside where you're like, it's going to be crazy, crazy hot. Say you guys are going to, you know, some sort of an event where you're going to be outside all day, remembering to hydrate before, especially the day before, if you know you're going to be outside or maybe your kid's playing in a baseball game or a soccer game or football. Maybe they got a camp that's going to be outside the next day and it's, going to be really, really hot. Or maybe you're working outside and it's going to be really, really hot that day. Yes, it's important to continue to drink through and at that event, like during the event, through the whole duration of the event, but it is just as crucial to hydrate before, even the day before you're going to be outside for a length of time than it is during the event. So hydrating your body and yourself before. So remember that, especially if you're going to places with higher altitude, the altitude can really dehydrate you. So yes, of course, it's still important to drink at the time that you're experiencing, you know, being outside at the event, at the camp, at the sporting event, whatever it is. But it is also equally as crucial to hydrate before, the day before. So pushing fluids the day before, you know that you're really going to be outside for a length of time and it's going to be really hot. That is going to also prep your body, prime your body to hold in some of that fluid and really hydrate yourself before. So that can be just as important. So, okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this wellness tip of the week, number 8 on hydration. Again, if you're over here on the podcast and you want to see me share any of these tips live, click on the link below in the show notes, and it will take you over to the Facebook group, the free Facebook community where I hang out every week and do these tips of the week. So, all right. Talk to you guys next time. All righty. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.